We've all seen bumper stickers that complain, "I worked so welfare queens don't have to," and other complaints about taking care of people in need. Conservatives, Republicans, Tea Partiers all tell us the problem is entitlements, and people are mad. They don't want to work to pay for other people's entitlements. Except it's impossible. The richest 1% in the United States now own more wealth than the bottom 90%, and the top 20% of American households, whose average income was around $250,000, get the majority of Americans' yearly income from all sources. So, yes, we work for others, but not for the people who are poor, unemployed, or disabled. We work to support the wealth of the people who get all the money. They claim not to need our help, but only because they already took our money. They want us to believe that's just natural, that they have that money because they sold us such useful things, and whatever the market does is perfectly proper. But actually, it's because of all the tax benefits they have, so that Warren Buffett properly pointed out that his secretary pays a larger percent of her earnings than he does. As Buffett understood, that's not natural. It's the kleptomania of the rich, the people who control the lobbyists for themselves and their businesses, and who finance the political campaigns of the lackeys we call congressmen and senators. Their forms of income are protected. The top tax rate is no longer high, but they still get a break for capital gains, deductions for all the lobbyists and accountants they pay to make sure they don't pay their share of the tax burden, and the privilege of moving their money to tax havens. Of course, they'll lend back to government at interest the money they aren't investing in job-creating activities, the money they have protected themselves from having to pay as taxes like the rest of us. It's also because they convince their lackeys that their companies shouldn't be regulated either. They should be allowed to monopolize markets so we'd fill their pockets faster. And they should get government help for the very financial vehicles they used to wreck the economy, instead of helping the people that they took advantage of in scams called derivatives, credit default swaps, and subprime mortgages. It's all rigged, and it isn't you and me that are taking advantage of the system. But their lackeys say they're the job creators. Indeed, even while they are sitting on money, they don't think it worth their while to spend. That's called chutzpah. What's worse, this is a vicious cycle. The rich control the politics so they can get wealthier and control the system ever more tightly. When does it reach a point when we no longer have a democracy? Indeed, what kind of a democracy is it, if all the candidates have to get the blessing of the enemies of the people? Is that the democracy we fought for? And can we get it back?